Tum Tum and Nutmeg, A Circus Adventure by Emily Byrne, read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. General Marchmouse swaggered past the compost heap with a song rising in his heart. He had good reason to be cheerful, for today was his birthday, and mice do not have nearly as many birthdays as we do, so it was a very special day indeed. He had been busy since breakfast time, opening his cards and unwrapping his presents. And now it was almost dark, but the best part of the day was about to come, for tonight his friends Tum Tum and Nutmeg had invited him for a birthday feast at Nutmouse Hall. "Perhaps Nutmeg will have made an earwig pie," he thought hungrily, "and a toad in the hole, and a cockroach souffle, and a strawberry trifle with toasted almonds on top." He hurried on under the rose bushes and clambered down onto the garden path with his invitation clutched tight in his paw. It was a cold November evening, and he was glad to see Rose Cottage looming ahead of him. The curtains were still open, and all the windows were brightly lit. "It looks like the mildews are at home," the general muttered. "I shall have to be very careful. Tum Tum will be furious if I give his hiding place away." He crept up to the back door, then wriggled under it and peeked his nose into the kitchen. There was a spider dozing on the doormat and a cockroach scuttling beneath the sink, but there were no humans in sight, so he set off across the floor. The general had visited Nutmouse Hall many times before, so he knew just where to go. It was a very grand house built inside the mildew's broom cupboard.